FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Craig mentioned that the point spread for the Super Bowl favors the Eagles, and it's only like a point and a half. And on Drudge, there's a story about how this could be the closest ever Super Bowl matchup. I thought it was a double-digit point spread because I saw this story about this computer that ran the game and came up with the Eagles winning by over 10. But no, it's going to be incredibly close, so it should be a
There's game. A computer that ran the game?
Yeah, you know, like they have it.
A simulation.
If we get a good game, simulation. Well, yeah, simulation. Well, yeah, but okay, but we don't need any more of that. what about, you know, there was a really good game that we had that I would love to see it be a lot like. It was the Chiefs and the Rams. I think they played like a Thursday night game or a Monday night game about a year or two ago, and it was so close. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. If we got something like that, that would be nice.
We asked our guests who just came in what team they're pulling for, and they said the Raiders.
Well, stop. All right. No.
That's what you
they
said.
Did? Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. All right,
John
well, you
Potter
can
with Jay Biggs.
I'm joking.
We're live and local, and we have our first guest of the morning.
We do, but before we get to them, I just want to quickly check traffic. Yeah, just because, the roads are a little crazy out there this morning, John, and we still have chain and snow tire requirements right now, 395, 580. So if you're going to be traveling, that's going to be south of the 431 Mount Rose Highway, where those pick up on 580, 395. Now, alternate 395 is now without those, so that's some good news. A very short stint on 342 only, so 341, they've been lifted. It's like the sun's come out enough, I guess. 431 Mount Rose Highway, they are still in effect between Reno and Incline, about halfway up. And I-80, yes, still have those, and 50 between Glenbrook and Carson. So, yeah.
Buzzed Coffee, Tea, and Refreshers, as their sign says, is one of our newer coffee shops in town, just 1 year old. It's up by the university in the old Hub Coffee location on North Virginia next to Laughing Planet Cafe. Mm. 29 Google reviews, overall a 5-star rating.
Five stars.
Amazing. You have to have over 4 to be on our show. For real. Okay, for real.
It's really, you know, I got to tell you guys. So good morning, first of all, Kyle Jennings, who's the owner, and Brad Lindy. You guys both obviously work at Buzz Coffee. And this is all pretty much thanks to my girlfriend who took me in there the other day. So thank you to her. But I had never been to your guys' shop before. I didn't even know it was there. In fact, as John mentioned, the laughing, the funny place in front of your spot. I just didn't know it was there, but went in, checked it out. Oh my gosh, what a really cool concept. Not only is it coffee, refreshers, drinks right there on the university, but you also have a thrift shop and some really cool ideas and mixed in with it as well. So Kyle, you're the owner. I talked to you specifically. You're a Reno resident. Talk to us a little bit about Buzz Coffee. What was your inspiration? What made you decide, I guess you're also an alumni as well.
Correct.
But what made you decide to come on board and open a business at the university?
So coffee really has hit us since I went to Reno High. The Roost in the across the street parking lot has always...
That's April.
Yes. Has always drummed up some ideas since I've been a young buck. and then I went
to... You just
to,
went in there to see the girl.
we have a very similar
daughter.
Staff. But, you know, a nice bright face is definitely a target. Like you say, when you roll into the coffee shop, bright yellow walls, a chalk wall that you can draw on and leave your mark, kind of, you know, something that we wanted everyone to feel part of Buzzed, the staff. It was very difficult to get them to feel that they're owners, and now they embrace that a little bit too much, which is good. but I went to school in Santa Barbara, and one of the things that they had down there was, you know, 20-plus coffee shops, small cafes, mini libraries.
Right.
Why couldn't we have one where you could get free Wi-Fi, a nice small, appetizer, and with coffee, tea, whatever you're drinking, and keep that ecosystem all in one spot near campus? And so when we finally got the phone call about the Hub location, I mean, it was a no-brainer, and we got lucky because we had purchased another coffee shop about 2 years prior To get all their equipment. So we had just been sitting on espresso machines, grinders.
Oh, wow.
And so we were lucky. And then I told Bradley's been with me since high school, but he's been my right hand. And so I told him, let's go check out this spot we had gone. So it went from the hub about 3 years ago to...
Well, before the hub, it was, what, a bike shop or something?
No, so bike shop a little further down.
Okay.
Next to Insomnia Cookies. But it was actually a four-unit apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it was a coffee shop, and then it was a leasing office, fake kitchen upstairs to show the kids what they would be, you know, renting. And then they only did a year lease, so we were kind of ready, and I'm glad we got that year to kind of get ready. I had never made commercial coffee, and, you know, now we're rock stars
well,
in the industry.
You gotta, listen, you got a ton of competition.
Yeah.
I'm amazed how many coffee shops we have in Reno. We have, okay, the Hub at Riverside.
Yeah.
Coffee Bar in different locations. Swill Coffee, Moana Lakeside. Old World Coffee, Walden's, My Favorite Mountain, Homage, Magpie, Reno Coffee Company, Star Village Cafe, Forged Coffee Roasting, Cafe Capello, Vita Coffee, Crafted Palette, Pangolin, Sparks Coffee Cafe, Rattlesnake Cafe, Urban Coffee. We have Jostella, Midnight Coffee Roasters, Duncan, Bill Bebo's, Jet Coffee Company. And this is all besides all the Starbucks that we have.
That's just the downtown corridor.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, there's a lot of coffee.
You have supreme confidence to take all that on.
Correct.
What really? But you took the plunge.
He's got a twist.
I'll tell you what, though. How many of those are within 5 blocks of the students walking? Only Starbucks on campus.
Okay.
So if Starbucks is my competition, I'm not scared.
No, they don't have the same connection that we do with all the customers. We really chit-chat with them, get on a personal level, talk to them, see them outside
of the
coffee shop.
That's great, guys. A lot of coffee shops just like that. But as you said, you're in the university.
Yeah.
What, 80% of your clientele, probably students? Or
95.
Yeah. 95, yeah. Okay.
Easily.
It's hard in the summer.
The name buzzed. Does that mean it's a higher caffeine coffee?
We think it's more about the energy.
Yeah,
you know?
it's the buzz around
us. Where do you get your coffee from?
Blind Dog.
Blind Dog
Minden.
Coffee.
They're located in
They're
Minden.
Local, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a good, they're really good.
And then our teas come from Scott. He is
shout out
Glory Cloud. He hand makes the teas.
Right.
And then, we went local.
Well,
I read some of the reviews, and they say you make a great London fog.
Yes, who
said
that?
Now,
I'm very proud of that.
A London fog?
Well, it's a little bit of magic with Earl Grey. You do a little bit of lavender, a little bit of vanilla, Earl Grey, maybe half and half steamed on top. Tastes like a warm day.
Really?
I've never.
Wow, that's really good. So you guys actually, something else that you may or may not know out there is that they have also incorporated a kind of like a thrift shop as well into the coffee shop. So not only is it, like you were saying, someplace you can go and do the library thing and sit down and get Wi-Fi, something to drink, but you can also get some clothes there too, which I noticed were actually some pretty cool outfits. I almost bought the traffic director out. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah. I had more to try for Halloween, but
Well, they have like the NDOT that looked like someone got an NDOT vest or something. I was like, John needs that for his bike when he's biking to work. But tell us a little bit more about maybe some specialty drinks you guys do, or like what would be? I mean, that one right there, that London Fog, that's specialty. I've never even heard of that. So
yeah,
that's
good.
Something if you want to check it out, you could go and do. And I want to. Just real quick before I get into what drinks they have, I want to say parking there is easy. Literally, I parked right across the street and just walked over like 20 feet. So it's not like it just because it's a university, I don't want people.
You don't have a lot then, do you?
No.
No.
Street parking.
Yeah. The thing is that it's like downtown Reno for residents of Reno. Like, let's say you live in Spanish Springs, you live in South Reno. You can go to Buzzed Coffee and get out and not have to like park in a parking garage and walk six blocks or anything like that. It is very simple to get in there. So don't let that deter you from thinking it's like downtown in the middle of the university and you have to go park in a garage and go. No, you can literally park right across the street and walk in. But what are some reasons folks would maybe want to come in there? What are some specialty drinks you guys have that people can check out?
Yeah. So, John, just to talk about another reason why come to us versus another local coffee shop. I don't want to, you know, downgrade any of the other coffee shops, but we do things like the thrift shop on the second floor. So when the kids are on break and half of them aren't, you know, living in Reno, why would you come? Right. And so, you know, I don't know if you're a thrifter, but thrifting was huge for creating this environment that we kind of encapsulate at the shop. And so that's another reason for you to come out of your way. Maybe if you're not in the, you know, Northwest UNR area. As far as drinks, personally, I don't drink any Red Bull, but our clientele has dramatically, and shout out to Dutch Bros, even though I don't want to do that.
I forgot them on the list.
They're there
just to mess up traffic.
They have changed the game for energy drinks and what people can do with them, blending them. And so we have incorporated Red Bull with flavor, blended, iced. And so that's maybe out of our realm, but for our clientele's realm, yes.
Yeah, I was going through that list because I'm amazed at how many coffee. We drink a lot of coffee in this town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just amazed. And still people are opening up the coffee shops. And I was just curious. There's still the demand for all this coffee.
Yeah, everywhere.
And you're a hometown guy. I like that. The thrift shop. Now, this is interesting because usually thrift shops, they don't allow drinks inside the thrift shop. At least yours, you can shop thrift shop with a coffee.
Yeah, and there's a huge, there's also a huge story to this, like a backstory as to where this place came from. John, I think we need to take a quick break though, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more, of course, with Kyle and Brad right here. Also, they have a podcast. We're going to talk about that as well. It's next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk, and in Smith and Mason Valley, it's 92.3.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Yes, you have to get the shovel out again, at least a snow brush out there. Kind of a neat surprise, or maybe not so neat, but we have snow cover. The National Weather Service said any snow falling ends at 10 o'clock this morning, but the snow level, which was down below, it was right there at valley level. It's now plus 5,000 feet as things warm up.
So that means folks listening on 99.1 up in Tahoe could still get some snow.
And here in Carson City, it's beautiful. Sun is out now.
It is gorgeous. Not so gorgeous for people going over the pass, Ajay.
And no. In fact, chain and snow tie requirements still in effect all the way from Emigrant Gap to the Nevada state line. So, yeah, there you go. And 580 as well between Reno and Carson, 395 alternate, and I should remember what the heck the name of that street is. But that street on the other side of the valley.
So East we're Lake talking
East Lake. There you go. East Thank Lake. You. It's on the east side of the lake. I should know that.
We're talking coffee and coffee shops. Our phone number 775-884-9910. Folks, what do you want in a coffee shop? Maybe a good question, because we have a new coffee shop in town, and it's called Buzzed Coffee, which I totally get your place, but the inside, what's the deal with the pink Medusa head? I don't get that. It's a big Medusa head, and it's pink.
No, it's Zeus.
Oh, it's Zeus.
It's Zeus. Yeah. Okay. Lightning bolts, because Zeus throws lightning bolts in our logo.
What's the deal with the pink Zeus?
Well, I don't know. I made that as a design with the lightning bolts, and then I guess we decided to put it up.
That explains everything. I should probably look.
No, I just saw it on the pictures on the Google reviews that people were posting, and apparently that's quite an attraction. It's unique, I guess.
That's funny. All right, well, so guys, Kyle, you're a Reno resident.
Yeah.
Are you as well, Brad?
Yes, born and raised.
Born and raised. Okay, so where'd you guys go to school?
Reno High.
Okay.
We're Huskies.
So this makes sense as to why. Okay, all right. And how old are you?
27.
27. Okay. Wow, man, entrepreneurs.
Is this
right
your
here.
First business?
Oh no, no. Really? This is our biggest so far. Yeah.
Wow. What else do you do, man? Talk to us about it.
We've designed T-shirts. We've sold a T-shirt company. We've done a lot of. We've done construction, real estate. That's how we found the property at the hub. Building, which I don't like calling it the hub building, but the Buzz building, 941 North Virginia, Suite B. But no, we've always been, active. We're still looking. We want a small bar. This is kind of getting off topic, but small bar with a
That's another thing we have a lot of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There have been some bars that are going to open soon that have been recently allowed by the Washoe County, too. So maybe there's some other bars.
You guys are fearless.
Yeah, we are. Well, have to be. You know, when you talk about competition, it makes it fun. Because when you have, first of all, I'm the face of Buzzed. When you roll into the coffee spot, most likely you're going to run into me. And, you know, hopefully I'm in a good mood that day. But most likely you're going to get some TLC and some excitement and feel the energy of why we chose Lightning Bolts, why we did the Zeus, and why we chose the yellow walls. So you need to come visit.
It is yellow is the energy color. That's scientifically proven that people wake up and they're more alert with yellow walls.
Really?
Yeah, if you need that wake up, boy.
You know, I guess that's why, that makes sense, even with advertisement, because remember, a lot of the places have yellow that are like fast food restaurants and stuff like that. It's an attraction.
So you guys open at 7?
7.
That's not early enough.
No, but our clientele doesn't get up very early.
Yeah, not at all.
They're college kids.
Oh, the spoiled college kids.
Yeah.
They'll still hung over at 10, so.
Yeah. I do like, the building isn't extremely wide, but you do have that loft upstairs, which is where most of the thrift stuff is.
Yeah.
And there's some seating up there, but you guys going up the staircase have that that giant chalk wall that you can, as you said, leave your mark and be part of Buzz Coffee and stuff. So I think that's a really cool thing. Now, you were talking about folks in Northwest Reno. Let's take a switch up and go to the Pacific Northwest, where the concept was first pretty much invented for Buzz Coffee. How did it end up here? What was the inspiration for you to go to it? Coos Bay, right, is where you said?
So Coos Bay is where we got the thrift shop. So one Saturday morning I was covering for one of our college employees. And
which you probably do a lot as an owner.
We're doing better. Trust me, we have an awesome staff, bright, that's shiny great. Faces.
Yeah.
A and B students. And so we had.
As long as you see them at work. Right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. We had two customers come in on an early Saturday morning, and they were telling me, basically bragging about how they were going to spend their Saturday thrifting throughout Reno. And so I told them, hey, I have coverage about 9:30. I want to thrift with you. So I built a relationship with these two young ladies. And once we went thrifting a couple times in Sacramento, Reno, Sparks, it kind of slipped up that they went to school in Oregon, and they knew a 18-year-old girl that had started her own thrift store. Mm-hmm. She was graduating high school, and she wanted to travel. And so they put me in contact with her. I said, we would love to buy everything. I don't need any videos. As long as, I trust what they're telling me, we're going to take everything that you have, and I can do it before Christmas. So the 21st, Bradley and I did a 4-day trip up to Coos Bay, Oregon.
Which is beautiful.
Yes.
Really rainy, though.
Yeah, cloudy really and wet. but beautiful. And packed it all up. Actually, she did all the work for us. She had about six of her buddies pack it all up for us, paid her in cash, and
took it home.
We basically renamed it to the Reno Thrift Company, and now it's the second floor of Buzzed. And then we'll eventually, if
so you're the second RTC in town.
Fact. That was a curveball.
Right. Now you're thinking about it. Like, wait a minute.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Yeah.
How is the college student coffee drinker different from the rest of us?
Okay, they want sugar and caffeine.
Yes, correct.
Sugar and caffeine.
So you,
Red Bull.
What are you drinking right now? What coffee did you have?
Just, it's Kirk. It's
Kirkland
the
brand,
Kirkland brand blend. Back there with the pods.
Blonde roast.
No blonde roast, but no sweetener?
No. Actually, guys, I'm not a picky coffee drinker at all.
And that's the difference between you and the younger.
Two weeks ago on air, I had a buddy who had a bunch of those Mio Energies.
Yeah.
He gave them to me. John over here was squeezing Mio Energy into coffee, and I'm going, dude, you're going to make coffee nervous.
Well, it was a long night.
He's going to make coffee nervous.
It was a long night. I'm married. What can you say?
We'll take the trademark on that. Thank you, John.
Like, Mio Energy into coffee. Yeah. There you go.
But all right, it's a lot of flavor, and a lot of milk versus my parents.
The lattes and stuff.
Yeah,
you can tell when they come in and just want a latte, no flavor added, or an Americano. Black
yeah.
versus sugar.
And people sure are a lot more picky about coffee than they used
Milks.
To be.
Oat milk is the number one.
Oh my gosh, I'm always
milk.
Behind the person with this ridiculous list of exceptions and additions.
As much as I like going out to these kind of places as well, I do have an issue, not with your place, but like even Starbucks and traveling. When I travel, I'm just one of those guys. I like Coffee Mate. And for whatever reason, coffee stores do not carry Coffee Mate. I don't know why this is, but...
Well, they got beat out by the flavored creamers, which I'm addicted to. I never had cream in coffee before, but when they came out with the Milky Way flavor and all this, and caramel, love it.
Yeah,
anyway, we got a break for Fox News. Guys...
Hold on. We do have to do that, but you do have a podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay, just real quick, I want you to give us your social medias for Buzzed Coffee and all the... address, phone number, kind of stuff like that, and then just tell us about your podcast just really quick.
So Buzz Coffee, located across the street from the University, 941 North Virginia, Suite B. Our Instagram is Buzz Coffee CO. Our phone number is 775-384-1777.
Oh, that's easy.
And then our podcast, we kind of went along with the college idea and... You know, two fellas on the side of the street trying to sell you lemonade. What are we talking about? Anything and everything.
Right.
It is showtime at the lemonade stand. Look us up on Apple Podcasts,
Spotify, YouTube.
Showtime at the lemonade stand.
Yeah.
I love the name of that. And it goes along with the yellow brightness, too, of your place.
Correct.
Okay. Well, have me on sometime. And it's been great having you guys on. And folks, go and check out Buzz Coffee up there at the university. And do not let the fact that it is downtown at the university deter you from doing so. There's lots of ways to park and get over there and get your caffeine fix. We're going to be right back here. We're going to be talking bed bugs.
John Potter and Jay Biggs. Yeah, first segment. The big event coming up. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's live and local.
Bed bugs not invited.
Yeah.
We'll be back, folks. Fox News now.
99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
I just got to say, the people who make fitted sheets need to get together with the people who make mattresses. Making a bed should not be like putting on a swimming cap on a refrigerator. That's a fact, Jack.
You probably need to use the right size sheets.
I have a question for 775-884-9910. I found this roll of film at home. I don't know what's on it, and I need to get it developed. Where?
I think it's Walgreens or...
Walgreens or... Walgreens or...
Are you sure?
CVS. Yeah, they have... If you go to the customer service desk, that's their photo processing lab, yeah.
Because I always relied on Walmart, but I noticed they took away... Remember, Walmart had those huge machines that you could operate yourself to develop film and things like that.
They have those.
Yeah, Walgreens will still do that. We'll do that right there with you at the time. You don't have to wait for it for a week.
Okay, I thought that was all gone because, you know, Kodak doesn't even make Kodachrome anymore.
Well, not only that, but John, we can guarantee you can get the film developed, but whether they actually give it back to you or not, maybe another.
I guess I just assume because I've not seen film for sale anywhere in town now. I was surprised to see it at Walgreens, but that was 3 years ago.
Do you remember they used to have the little booths that you could drive up to and drop your film off?
Photomat.
Yeah.
It's so sad seeing all these Nikons and Pentax cameras that people paid like $500-$600 for, and they're going for like $30 to $40 on Craigslist. I mean, these wonderful, wonderful machines. Remember buying? Well, you probably don't remember this, Jay. You buy cheap film by mail from Seattle Filmworks. Do you remember that,
no.
Craig? Seattle Filmworks. And it was cheap. The catch was that you could only get it developed by them. They had some sort of exclusive type of film, and the Photomac and the drugstores couldn't process it.
I mean,
brilliant.
Monopolizing the situation there.
We lost the Photoshop that was by Trader Joe's, had been there forever. Now we had Action Photo, I think, open up 10 years ago. I don't know if they're still there or
not. I want to say that they are. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Isn't there one in Carson City, too? Maybe Craig's seen it. I swear there was, like, one of those. Well, maybe not.
One of what?
I missed those.
775-884-9910. Like a camera camera store, or like a photo store there in Carson. I thought there was one, but maybe
people
I'm wrong.
Still take pictures, and I tell you what, I just
saw. Oh, it's inside the mall. It's where the Santa does the photos every year.
Really?
Yeah. The Santa.
I think
not
people
about
take
masks.
More pictures than ever because I saw a picture of the crowd inside the Crypto.com arena. God, I miss the Staples Center. In L.A., as LeBron James threw the ball to beat Kareem's career points record. And this picture, the bleachers are just full. And at that one moment, absolutely nobody in the stands is watching. Everyone is holding up a phone photographing this moment. Yeah. Every single person. What a waste. Put your phone down and actually live life. I see the same type of thing all the time. People putting a social media post above their participation in the moment. They miss the moment because they got to get a picture of it.
Yeah,
so
that's
useless.
How life is, though. Everybody's looking through the phone. I get it. So that they can save that moment forever. But, you know, I don't know. What did you say the name of the place was? The Crypto Arena?
It's called the Crypto.com Arena.
I wonder how many blood gang members will go to that place.
I wonder how long it lasts.
Right. Well, not long. Yeah, that's how they change everything up.
Staples Center just sounded so much better than this. There's more than
one. It was
one.
A staple of the community.
There's more than one .com arena.
Right.
And it just doesn't sound right.
It doesn't. But, you know, the phone thing, I mean, you're right. People are trying to kind of capture that stuff. And I will say that, I mean, why do I do that at times? Why do I try to capture videos of events happening, like a birthday party or something, instead? Well, that's because I'm trying to I'm trying to capture that moment for, like, let's just say.
Yeah, but you lose the actual emotional connection to it.
Right.
If you're not witnessing it with your two eyes.
Okay, I think we got a caller. Is it Heiko? Am I saying that right? Good morning from Carson City. Heiko, hi. How are you doing this morning?
Well, wonderful. I just heard John talking about Seattle Filmworks. I have a few roles left if he wants them. You know what they actually did with Seattle Filmworks? What it is, the film was from leftover movie films from the big screen. And they cut it up, sold it, and made it into a 35 millimeter. And so therefore, they had exclusive rights to that film. And that's where that came from.
I just remember the humiliating moments going up to the drugstore processing counter and having them tell me that it was proprietary and they couldn't develop it. And I guess it's because, as you say, it was a movie film. But what a deal it was. The roll and the processing was $2. The processing came with the roll. So thanks for clarifying that for me, my friend.
You may check with Action Camera. You remember Gordon's Photo that closed here in Carson and in Reno and Sparks. Action Camera may still have, but they won't like you.
I remember the last days of go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say the Action Camera in Reno may still have some film developing. Or you can send it to Overland, Kansas City, and have it developed there.
Overland Park, good old Overland Park. That's my hometown area.
And slides there to have them do it if you can't find anybody, because Walmart doesn't do slides.
Walmart doesn't do slides?
No.
Okay.
I still have my 110 underwater camera when I used to go scuba diving. You use a 110 camera with a flash bulb underwater.
Okay. Very good, sir. Right. I knew I'd get an answer from our loyal listeners. I appreciate that.
Heiko, thank you very much for calling in this morning. And now I believe we have Tom on the line from Reno. He's going to talk to us about some products at last. Tom, good morning. Welcome to Live and Local.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I was wondering if you were still doing it. Tried to get a hold of you last week. But no, I was going to say a product that lasts forever is a Kirby vacuum.
Oh, the vacuum?
was raised by them, have them. Got a shop here in Reno, too, as well, for folks. They need it.
Are you over by the pedestrian bridge in Sparks?
No, we used to be. No, we moved.
Okay, I remember seeing the Kirby place.
No, we're still here.
I can attest to the Kirby being the Cadillac of vacuums, but I had a couple things that irked me about Kirbys in the past. One was that I had I was 16 years old. My transmission went out on my Mazda, and my parents, instead of helping me fix my transmission, decided to buy a Kirby for like $2,500, and I could never get over that.
Yeah, they were expensive.
and
they're teaching you how to be responsible.
Yeah, I know. I should have gone. Well, you know what that led to? It led to me joining forces and being a Kirby salesman. I actually went to that. No joke. I got hired. I was there for a couple days. It just wasn't my thing. I got another job. But I actually do believe in the product. And I did have the guy, which you probably done yourself, where you go into people's house and you dump the sand on their carpet and they're going, "What the heck?" And then, you know, you pull the sand all out and show them, hey, you know, you can get all
yeah,
out
we don't,
a
we
bunch
don't
of other stuff as well.
Yeah,
oh, you don't?
Just,
okay.
Pull up what's already there. Yeah, in fact, they have they're extremely light now. The old ones used to be very heavy.
All right.
That was a big,
very awesome.
Big complaint. But, yeah, but we're still American-made, known, and operated. So if folks
all
need
right.
anything,
well,
you are here, you know.
All right, Tom. Well, there you go. Kirby vacuums, definitely a product that lasts. And
well, that's kind of a permanent phone topic on this show, things that last, because I become obsessed with this because so many things I buy are apparently designed to only last 2 years till the guarantee runs out. I buy a water pick every 2 years.
I was just
going
to say water pick.
Now I'm looking for it's good he called. I'm looking for a vacuum cleaner now because
Kirby.
Well, see, you can't really rely on these companies anymore because they change. I heard the thing about KitchenAid isn't what KitchenAid used to be. The blenders right. and everything. They now
is Kirby owned by the Saudi Arabians now?
I don't know, but what they do is they just cheapen the product, and I run into it. Waterpik's a good example. It's like a toy now. It used to be kind of a tank when I was a kid.
So, I think there are some things that last.
I got the pickiest Dyson stick vacuum that if any kind of minor obstruction is in the thing, it just shuts down totally.
Yeah.
And then you got to take it all apart.
Right.
Like it's a science project. And so.
And I have that Dyson with the ball on it. And I have to go and get it cleaned like every year or two over at Nevada Vacuum. And it's like $125.
Yeah. So you could call folks anytime and tell us what's built to last. That's a thing here.
Including this show.
Right.
775-884-9910. All right, John, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to have our
friends. They don't make pens like they used to either.
Yep, sleep tight, and we're going to talk about the bed bugs that possibly bite when we get back. It's next right here. Live and local with John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT 99.1.
Good morning. Yes, we're snow covered again, but the snow has stopped. John Potter with Jay Biggs live and local every Saturday morning on 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT, and 92.3.
That's right. And looks like we do have a caller on the line, Kevin from Carson City. Good morning and welcome to Live and Local.
Yes, I was calling about things that seem to break down very quickly, and I was wondering what you guys' thoughts were about printers. It seems like I buy one every year, even more often, and they just don't break. Maybe you could recommend a kind that would last a little longer.
John loves HP.
Okay, I do. Well, it's a love-hate relationship. I just bought another HP printer, but I got to tell you, I got five obsolete, broken HP printers in my garage. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I keep going back.
Yeah,
the best
too.
Female advice that John can give is as long as your pH balance is on and your HP printer works,
you're
good to go.
Listen, when they work, they're the best when it works. So that's my take on that. Because I can print from my phone and everything, and I can print right here with the Wi-Fi here at the station. I can push a button and it will print at home. and this printer only cost me $100, but it's HP, so.
Right. Well, what would you say, Kevin? What have you had experience with before that maybe is not working so well?
Well, the same thing.
Lexon?
I mean, I've got five, same thing as you. I've got five or six ones that won't work in the garage, and you take them in and like a computer shop or somewhere, and they don't work on printers. They just want you to buy a new one.
They just don't fix things, period.
You know what you do, Kevin? You take those old printers, you go out in a rural area here in Nevada, and you use our guns that we're allowed to have, and you just blast them.
It's like trying to fix a TV. You just buy
it. That is a good idea. I like that. Hey, you guys have a great show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kevin. Keep listening, sir. All righty. Well, Northern Nevada, we have got live in the studio with us some guests that we have had before. It is none other than Myrie Townsend and Jody, it's Ashby, right? Ashby of the Northern Nevada Bed Bug, is it Foundation?
Relief
Foundation.
They are
There's
local bed bug activists.
Well, they don't activate for bed bugs. They activate...
somebody's got to advocate for
They're
going to
activate something. They're going to activate the killing of these bugs. How about
Who
that?
Who speaks for the bed bugs?
Right. Well, nobody. And people. So we've got, Myrie, obviously, you've been with us before.
Yeah.
And we've talked about, what we can do as far as, helping out people with bed bugs in the area. And this is a brand new nonprofit organization.
Correct.
And now you've got everything in place and we can have some relief for folks. So let's talk about this and kind of give them, we have about 5 minutes or so. Let's give them kind of an assessment, like how quick we can take care of things, what's the process, and how they reach out to you guys.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jay and John, for having us on. Well, Jody and her husband noticed an issue here in Northern Nevada quite some time ago and obtained a 501c3 standing, our nonprofit standing, to help aid the financial relief for those individuals who cannot afford the cost for extermination.
Right.
And these are the individuals, think about, that are on a fixed income. These are our senior citizens, our single moms, our single dads, our veterans.
That are just living with this.
They're living with it because it is a costly process to eradicate or exterminate bed bugs. And
well,
so,
can I? I've never been bitten by a bed bug. I've never experienced.
Not that you know.
I never experienced having them in my home, as far as I know. I'm very curious to hear what this is like. Is it true that you need to get rid of all of your belongings and furniture and cook your apartment or house to get rid of them and not be able to go in there for days? And
John just thought he was having a
so,
7-year
did
itch.
You have a personal experience?
this is exactly why we have this foundation, because we want to educate people. When you find out you have bed bugs, please don't throw away all of your stuff, because you're just throwing it out.
Well, I heard of people doing that.
Where they now need to go find a meal, and so you're just spreading them to your neighbors. So please call, get them exterminated, and then you can throw away your stuff, but you really don't have to. But don't.
Yeah, if you put stuff that's out in the trash, think about this. The guy who works for waste management is going to come by and possibly spread that to his family.
Absolutely.
I mean, everything, you know.
They're hard to kill.
Well, and they're the best little hitchhikers around. That's one of the myths out that you're either dirty or you live in a low-income housing situation is why you obtain bed bugs. But because they are such a great little hitchhiker, you can get them anywhere. You can get them from public transit, from Uber, from a cinema, from a casino.
Don't say Uber. I have leather seats.
Since we've been here, since we were here last, we were actually able to help somebody. Mm-hmm. So the word got out.
What was the story there?
We got a phone call from Crystal.
Uh-huh.
She has been living with bed bugs for about a year. She had just lost her fiance. He died. She has a special needs child. And her medical bills were mounting. And she was at her end of her rope with these bed bugs, because she tried to do them herself. She didn't want to talk to anybody about it.
Right, it's embarrassing.
So
I get that.
She got a hold of us. We were able to go to her house. It took her about a week, maybe a week and a half, to prep for the treatment. She was treated last Friday. We did our follow-up this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, you don't...
Was she all smiles?
She's so happy.
Yes.
We
has
were able
been
to
sleeping. Has she been sleeping?
She's been able to sleep. She hasn't seen any bugs. her life, her quality of life has just increased tremendously.
That is awesome news. That is awesome news. Well, okay, so if someone wants treatment, just because we don't have a lot of time.
Correct.
How does somebody get in touch with you, and what is just the process here?
We'd love to have them reach out to us on our Facebook page. You can find us at the Bedbug Relief Foundation on Facebook. You can also donate to Crystal's Cause to help the financial burden that we came in and addressed before we even had funding. But again, you can reach out to us on our website, www.bedbugfoundation.com. That will be up in a week.
Yay.
So it's still
again,
in the works.
We want you to come and find us on Facebook.
Right, for right now. Now, also, we want you to come and check out the ribbon cutting ceremony, which may have some coffee at it as well. But that's going to be the 16th at 2 p.m.
Thursday.
Yes, at the Chamber office at 4065 South Virginia Street, Suite 101, right here in Reno. So if you'd like to go and check them out and show some support for the ribbon cutting ceremony, how cool would that be for the Northern Nevada Bedbug Relief Foundation? Myrie Townsend, you're a name that you can't deny here in town.
I love our community.
Jody Ashby as well, thank you.
Can we also send out a phone number that if anyone has additional questions?
Yeah, we got about 20 seconds.
Okay, it's 775-393-0154. That's 775-393-0154.
You hear that voice? I just want to call it. I don't even have bed bugs. All right. It's going to be right back here on Live and Local with John and Jay, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.